welcome back to another episode of Palisade Radio. We're here at the Palisade Jekyll Island Conference. Just summing up after our day of talks, I've got Gregor Gregerson here, my good friend. He owns Silver Bullion SG and the Safe House located in Singapore. Gregor, you probably traveled further than anybody to come to this conference, so thank you for coming.
Out of Singapore, so 12 hours time difference, about the other side of the world.
Yeah.
But it was a great event. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, thanks. So you gave a talk yesterday, and I think it was one of the most enjoyed talks by the audience. People were talking about it all day yesterday. You do own a storage facility in Singapore. We've had you on the show before, so we've talked about the benefits of storing your silver in Singapore. But what I like so much about your facility, because I did have the opportunity to tour it, is how modern it is. And you've got things like the P2P system, which is really starting to take off. I think that's a good place to start. How is the P2P loan system going? And maybe you can re-explain it.
Well, basically with peer-to-peer, we allow customers who store bullion with us to take a loan using said bullion as collateral. And the reason people want to do this is because it virtually eliminates the risk for the lender. In returns, that means the lender is willing to take a low interest rate. So if you want to take a loan and you have $100,000 worth of gold, you can get a $50,000 loan for around 3.5% per year. So it allows you to unlock value from your gold without having to sell your gold. And you can either buy the gold from us or you can transfer the gold over to us. So you might have, 5 kg of gold, for example, at home. You transfer it to us, we will test it, make sure it's real. You can take a loan against that, say $120,000 at 3%. So it's an additional value beyond the normal storage and security and so on and so on. And it's become very popular.
So the P2P system, how have you been getting the word out there? And then in terms of the borrowers and the lenders, who are you finding there's more demand from?
So the P2P system is a self-adjusting system. If you have too many lenders, then interest rates tend to go low. And if you have too many borrowers, it will go the other way. But overall, we are finding that we have too many lenders and they're not enough borrowers. So we are looking for more borrowers to basically take loans out for it to grow further. But so far, we've done around $35 million US in loans, around 1,650 contracts or so. So we're having 3 to 4 contracts every day. They range in size from as little as $5,000 to yesterday we had some loans at $300,000 going through. And it's been doing very well. We see a pickup of that demand, and we have more and more people transferring to us because of that system. So it's creating more value for everybody.
In terms of the gold and the silver market on the physical side, that's not something that we talk too much about. What's the demand like that you're seeing this year as opposed to the last couple years?
This year, we definitely had a decrease in demand for physical. I would say the main reason is President Trump, when he was elected, he basically said that he will reduce the corporate tax rate down to 15%. And that really sparked a big avalanche of buying into equities. So we saw a lot of people not really going towards risk rather than being fearful or, you know, going towards the safety of precious metals. So because of this, sales in the whole industry have sort of tempered off. But I kind of expect that to start changing because I think more and more people are starting to realize that the equity markets might be a little bit too high, at least the main indexes. And so in the last 2 months, we started seeing an uptake again of precious metals. As a matter of fact, this year, October is the best month we've had in history for silver bullion.
Oh, congratulations.
So the year has sort of been very slow and suddenly, you know, things are picking up. So.
Oh, that's a good sign. I was so impressed when I toured the facility. You put out a couple silver bars and to me they looked exactly the same. And you used a couple different mechanisms to test, the density and used some an ultrasound.
Well, density, ultrasound, X-ray spectrography. And or electroconductivity. These are the 4 tests we tend to do.
Yeah, so you had that, and then which I've never seen at another storage facility. And then on top of that, when I went in, it kind of looked like a Costco. Like there was these orange racks, and there's just pallets of silver as far as the eye could see. And it looked like you were pretty full already.
Yes, we are slowly filling up. And one thing that we do differently from most places is when you buy something from us, you have a specific parcel, a specific bar or a specific box with a unique ID, and such specific box is yours. So it gives you a much better legal protection. And this point is not on our balance sheet. We are just the agent for you who stores it and insures it and so on and so on. And we authenticate it. If you're sending maple leaves to us, we'll actually open it, we will test it, we'll reseal it to make sure it is indeed the real deal. And that's what allows us to really create very good liquidity, and it allows us to use the bullion as collateral because the lenders know we have that level, that standard, and that standard can be trusted. Having said this, maybe I would like to add that the P2P system we have has $250,000 sweeper fund, which is essentially, you can think of it almost like a guarantee. It's money I put into the system to make sure that if a lender is paying back a loan late, we'll be lending money to the lender to make sure to the borrower, to make sure that the money is paid on time. So in a sense, it's a very, very safe system. But to make it so safe, you have to go through the physical work of doing the testing, making sure it's real, and have everything stored neatly in these one ton pallet cages that you saw. Yes.
Yeah, well, if you think about a loan, I can't think of a safer loan for a lender than something that's backed by a liquid asset like silver.
Yes. Again, you would, as a lender, you would get 200% worth of gold. You're lending $100,000, you will be getting $200,000 worth of gold. You'll be seeing each individual bar that is there backing your loan. So it's not a generic amount, but it's specific bars. And of course, that gold is fully insured. So if the whole financial system were to go bankrupt, your loan is still backed by that physical bullion, which is going to be there. So in a sense, it's very, very safe. You, as a lender, you almost get the benefits of owning precious metals as far as systemic protections, and yet you get an interest.
Yeah. Well, one last thing I want to ask you about. Singapore, especially Hong Kong, is really in the center of this whole cryptocurrency thing that's going on. There's a lot of interest out of Asia. You know, this is a little bit different than gold and silver, but it's going around in many of the same circles. What's your feeling on the crypto space?
I like crypto. I'm embracing crypto. I feel that crypto is complementary to gold and silver because you are essentially outside the financial system. And with a crypto system, you can transfer goods easily, which is something you cannot do as easily with gold and silver. And so at Silver Bullion, we allow people to go from gold into, say, Bitcoin, or from Bitcoin into gold quite easily. So we allow for the buying and selling, creating liquidity in both of these assets. We are also working on a project to store bitcoins in what I would call a materialized way. Or what I mean with that is, you might have heard the term cold storage. Cold storage basically means that somebody is storing your private key offline. We are going a step beyond that by not storing it in a digital format. Instead, we'll be using an ultraviolet laser to etch a polycarbonate plastic card and write an encrypted version of the private key on this card along with a QR code. And this card would then go in a safe deposit box. The safe deposit box will be sealed with a tamper-evident seal, a heavy-duty metal seal. And it will basically stay there. The customer will get the address of this Bitcoin private key, which means he can transfer in funds at any point of time. But when the time comes to release the Bitcoins, then we'll be going through a decrypting system where we will be doing a video conference with the customer, transfer these Bitcoins back to him, and he'll be able to do whatever he wants to it. But the point of the whole system is that it is essentially a hack-proof storage of Bitcoins. And you know, our motto is the safest place for gold and silver. we are basically working towards changing that model towards the safest place for gold, silver, and Bitcoin or crypto.
That's incredible. I can't wait till you roll that product out. I'm sure the demand is going to be quite substantial.
I'm working on a white paper. I'm planning to publish this white paper. If people want to copy the way we do it, so be it. But I would like to be as transparent as possible with it, because that is really the spirit, I would say, of cryptocurrencies, to be transparent and to show how the system works. And since we've been in vaulting and risk assessment and counterparty risk and these things, and since I have this IT background, it just seems natural for me to do this. And then if people criticize it, and you know, whatever criticism comes back allows me to improve the system, with the goal being that this is going to be the safest storage of cryptocurrency anywhere.
Well, Gregor, I think we're about out of time. I want to thank you so much for coming all the way from Singapore to address our audience here at the conference, and always good to see you. Can't wait to do it again.
Sounds good.
All right.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
Think you understand the junior mining sector, and you think that the participants in the mining sector, junior mining sector, are good people and kind people, hit the bid.
How violent that term could be, it actually could be quite violent. It could be a rip your face off uranium rally.
And the world is always going to need raw materials. It's going to need copper and gold and nickel and so forth.
Totally destabilized. Hey, troll, did you hear what's going on in Yemen?